Life Audio.
Hello, thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jessica Van Roekel. And after this short word from our sponsor, we'll continue our Journey to Resurrection series with a discussion on verse John chapter 14, verses 16 and 17.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is John 14:16-17. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. Imagine hearing some news which takes you by surprise. Maybe a beloved pastor announced their resignment and reassignment to another city. Confusing thoughts tumble around and give way to sorrow over losing this relationship and what it will mean for future church growth. The rest of the church staff reassures you that it will be okay, but in the moment, it's hard to envision anything better than what you have right now, and it's no longer yours. Reassurances like this can fall on deaf ears when our hearts break. Those wiser and more experienced in life know change can be hard, especially if it's unwanted, but they also know it can bring new growth. In yesterday's Journey to the Resurrection, Carol shared how Jesus said he must leave. Can you imagine the confusion and impending sorrow the disciples felt? The disciples heard many confusing statements from Jesus throughout his time with them, and even though they were closest to him, they did not have a full understanding of Jesus' plan for redemption. Jesus knew the end game. He came first not for an earthly revolution, but for a heart revolution. He came to serve to the point of death, but then he planned to rise from the dead and conquer this death which separates humankind from God. Jesus helped his disciples by teaching them his way and by modeling a life lived for the Father's purposes. In John chapter 14, verse 16, Jesus refers to another advocate who will come to be their helper. The Greek word for helper is parakletos, which means one called alongside to help. And the Greek word for another is allon, which means another of the same kind. The Holy Spirit is called another helper and has a wide range of roles in the life of someone who has dedicated their life to loving, living, and serving God. The Holy Spirit counsels, strengthens, comforts, helps, advises, champions, and intercedes. He is our friend and ally, one to whom we can call out for help and who is with us. Jesus gives the Holy Spirit to those who truly love and obey him. He is the power through which we wrestle and win against our flesh and through which we abide in Christ and bear fruit. Jesus knew we would need God's presence and power to keep his commandments. And the greater work Jesus has for each of us would be difficult, if not impossible, without the Holy Spirit dwelling within us to empower us. Jesus shows us the nature of God, and the Holy Spirit shows us the nature of Jesus. We can count on their constancy and consistency in our lives. Jesus is our helper and intercedes for us in heaven, and the Holy Spirit is our helper and intercessor on earth. John chapter 15, verse 26 says this, "But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me." The Spirit of truth is one of the greatest gifts Jesus gave us, but he had to leave earth for us to receive this gift. John 16:7 says this, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." Jesus loved humanity enough to live, walk, and talk on this earth. He drew close to his disciples and called them friends. He wept when their hearts broke, and he wept when Jerusalem, as a community, rejected him. Jesus walked the road to Calvary and then ascended into heaven so we might receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we receive news we don't want to hear. It feels devastating, and we cannot imagine anything different or better. The disciples may have felt the same way, but they trusted their teacher, their master, enough to wait and receive the promise of the Spirit of truth. And they discovered that the reassurances of Jesus were better than they could ever imagine. Today, let's look to Jesus and receive the gift of the Holy Spirit as our comfort and guide. Jesus promises to return, and in the meantime, we can rely on his Spirit for our day-to-day journey of living for him. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I praise you for who you are and what you've done to rescue us from a life of separation from you and your Father. And God, I thank you that you've given us the gift of the Holy Spirit, that you promised us a comforter and a counselor, someone to remind us of who you are and what you're capable of doing in our life, and this power that enables us to say yes to living and loving and serving you. God, we give you our heart and we give you our lives, and we rely on the power of your Spirit in us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Good and evil? Heaven and hell? C.S. Lewis, the beloved author of The Chronicles of Narnia, wasn't afraid to ask these big questions, and his answers, filled with wit and wisdom, have inspired millions. Now, you can explore Lewis's profound insights on Christianity with Dr. Michael Ward, a leading C.S. Lewis scholar, in our free online course. Dr. Ward will guide you through Lewis's thoughts on faith, conversion, suffering, and more. You'll even learn about Lewis's own journey from skeptic to believer. This course is perfect for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of Christianity. Ready to transform your understanding and deepen your faith? Text the word Lewis to 94878 to register. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with the timeless wisdom of C.S. Lewis. Text LEWIS to 94878 now. And join us as we journey through the captivating insights of one of Christianity's most impactful voices. That's right, the C.S. Lewis on Christianity course is completely free. Once more, just text Lewis to 94878.